Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of February 3rd, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. The news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, February 3rd, 2023. See below for information on bowling and save the date for the Winston-Salem Charles E. Roan Tournament. Stay tuned for information about tournament details and other spring events. Be sure to let Sharon know if you are not going to be available on Friday night so that she can try to find you a sub. Please leave her a voicemail on her cell phone, 919-740-1073, if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Her email is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. We are not bowling on Friday, February 3rd, because work is being done at the bowling alley. We unfortunately have to cancel bowling for tonight, February 3rd. We will make this time up on February 17, since we previously scheduled that night to be off. Looking forward to seeing each of you next week. Postponed. Our chili soup, stew, and dessert cook-off has been postponed. We are looking for a potential date in March. But for sure, it is not happening in February as originally planned. Stay tuned. Because we are not bowling tonight, we will bowl the annual CBA Mail-O-Graphic on Friday, February 17. Entry fees of $6 should be put into the envelope by Friday, February 10. Donuts. Somebody has two cards that have not been paid for. If it's you, please see Miriam Dixon with the money ASAP. Miriam has three cards if you need one. First come, first served. Tune in live this Sunday morning on Fox 50 or in person at Hayes Barton Baptist Church at 11 a.m. as Jonathan Lazenby performs with the HBBC Festival Choir and Orchestra, The Lord's Prayer. For information, click on the active link in your email copy of this newsletter. Save the date. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be March 18. There are more details coming, but our entry deadline will be Friday, March 3. Not sure what the fee will be yet, but be prepared. Here's a message from our friends at the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Tournament in Daytona Beach. It's from Sandy McDaniel. Hi, SIBB friends, everyone that has attended a Sunshine Invitational Tournament in the past, knows that we sell t-shirts as a souvenir and the theme of each tournament. If you attended the last tournament in 2022, Virginia Stightley made a quilt of all the t-shirts from all the previous tournaments. There was a huge interest in purchasing raffle tickets for that quilt, and it was a huge success. Once Virginia saw how much everyone wanted the quilt, she offered to make more for our league to sell on a first-come, first-served basis. This is an extremely generous offer on her behalf because this would take a lot of work and a lot of time on her part. The only thing that she asked is that we provide her with the shirts from previous tournaments. So with that said, we are asking if there's anyone that has a shirt from one of the tournaments that you no longer want, we would be extremely grateful if you would donate it back to the Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers. If you wish to donate your t-shirt, it could be mailed to our president, and he will get them to Virginia. Mail goes to Bobby Nelson, 801 Black Duck Drive, Port Orange, Florida, 32127. Thank you for coming to our tournaments, and we hope to see you in 2023. Here's a preview of attractions for the ABBA tournament. You can make your hotel reservation now. It begins as follows. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. We have a great ABBA tournament coming up May 26, 28, 2023 in Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio, and hope that everyone will be able to attend. We will be staying at the Cincinnati Airport Hilton 7373 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. Call the Hilton reservation line at 1-800-HILTONS. It says Hilton's, but I think that may be just Hilton. Seems like there might be too many letters in there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I think so. You're going to maybe have to follow up on that one. And when you call, note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Hilton Cincinnati Airport. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA 2023 convention or reference the group code ABBA23. The discounted room rate is $109 per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block at the discounted rate is April 26. Any requests after this date are based upon availability and are not guaranteed the group's discounted rate. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure the reservation, but will not be charged until you check in. They do provide a complimentary shuttle service from the airport. They also provide complimentary parking and basic Wi-Fi. There is an on-site restaurant and for breakfast and dinner, and it has a menu full of Kentucky favorites. There's a 15% discount in the restaurant for tournament attendees. Several local restaurants within walking distance of the hotel are Rafferty's, Applebee's, Cracker Barrel, O'Charley's, Longhorn's, Texas Roadhouse, Wendy's, Steak and Shake, Skyline Chili, and more. Now here's a list of places that some members went to in the past. Most of us used Uber, which was very reasonable at about $25 or less for four people to ride. Turfway Park Racing and Gaming, 7500 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042, 859-371-0200. It's only a few minutes from the hotel. They have live racing on Fridays at 5:55 p.m. and on Saturdays at 12:45 p.m. You get live music free on the weekends at Churchill's Bourbon and Brew. The restaurant serves everything from starters to burgers, sandwiches, and entrees. They also feature an extensive bourbon selection in addition to a wide variety of beer, wines, and cocktails. Then there's the Second Sights Spirits Distillery and Lounge at 301 Elm Street in Ludlow, Kentucky, 41016, phone number 859-488-7866. They have a distillery tour on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. in one-hour segments. You will go behind the curtain to see the entire process and also receive some samples. Those who went on this tour said that they would go there again. There are actually several bourbon distilleries in the area that you can visit. Next up would be the Taste of Cincinnati. This event is held over Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through the 30th, 2023, at the downtown Cincinnati 5th Street area. It is the city's showcase of food and music and the region's annual kickoff to summer. In addition to 36-plus local restaurants and 18 food trucks, they feature entertainment and attractions throughout the weekend. See more information on the website for more information, I guess. Yeah, that would be right. www.tasteofcincinnati.com. Local Cincinnati League members recommend this event. Always a great time. Along with it, there's Newport on the Levee, 1 Levee Way, Newport, Kentucky, 41071, on the banks of the Ohio River with several restaurants, bars, and other attractions to visit. Here is a few that we would recommend. www.newportonthelevee.com. Rotola, and there that is actionable on your email copy of the newsletter. Rotolo, R-O-T-O-L-O, offers bowling, bocce, eatery, and other entertainment. The bowling lanes are first class with couches and comfy chairs. The Newport Aquarium, named one of the best aquariums in the U.S. $22.99 to $39.99 for adults and $14.99 to $31.99 for children 3 to 12. The guest has the opportunity to touch a shark, pet a penguin, touch a stingray, stroll across a suspension bridge inches above sharks and amazing animals, all designed to take you around the globe, visiting each continent and every ocean. Phone number is 810-406-3474. BB Riverboats. Experience Cincinnati and the Ohio River. on a day or evening cruise aboard a riverboat. Choose from a variety of signature cruises, all of which include a fully stocked bar and food. Sightseeing cruises start at $25. Phone number is 800-261-8586, or you can go online to www.bbriverboats.com. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center at 50 East Freedom Way in Cincinnati, 45202. Phone number 513-333-7500. Adults $16.50 and children's $11.50, ages 3 to 12. Several ABBA members went to this museum, and it was very educational. Their mission is to reveal stories of freedom heroes from the era of the Underground Railroads to contemporary times, challenging and inspiring everyone to take courageous steps of freedom today. Their website is www.freedomcenter.org. Next is the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter. This is a little further away. It's at number 1 Ark Encounter Drive, Williamstown, Kentucky. Prices vary from $55 to $100. Experience Bible history at the life-size Noah's Ark. Meet Noah, his family, and the animals on the Ark. The family-friendly Ark Encounter theme park near Cincinnati also features a zoo, zip lines, and several restaurants. Their website is www.arkencounter.com. If you want a little gambling, Hollywood Casino, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 777 Hollywood Boulevard, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 47025. That's just down the river. They provide slots, table games, and a poker room, several restaurants with delicious entrees, sizzling steaks, an endless buffet, or just a casual bite. Boogie Night Dance Club on the weekends with ultimate 70s and 80s music. The website is www.hollywoodindiana.com. There are also two other casinos in the area. This is just the one that some of our members attended and recommended. Also recommended by the Cincinnati Lee was a couple of chili restaurants that they are known for. There's Gold Star Chili and Skyline Chili. They are rivals, and both are slightly different in their menu flavoring, and you usually like one or the other. I like both, tell you the truth. As you can see, there will be plenty of things to do when you're not bowling. The tournament committee is planning on having a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday night. I will let you know more about this when I send out the information for the tournament or in the information letter. Looking forward to another great tournament and hope to see all of you there. Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director, can be reached at Sandy McDan, that's SandyMcDan01, at yahoo.com or by phone at 386-576-6413. The Governor Moorhead Alumni Scholarship is now available because we have found that the Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership, scholarships come later. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed their home address, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair, at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. And if you're not familiar with that, it's YALLOWDOGG, yallowdog@bellsouth.net. He would like you to submit your name, address, phone, home phone, work phone, and cell phone, your email address, and a little information about yourself, former student, and the years attended, for former employee, the years you were employed. If you're an interested party, what is the source of your interest? And if you'd like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Please make a check or money order out for $20 payable to GMSAAI and mail it to the following address. GMSAA Inc., that's for Incorporated, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. Now here's something good, the 2022-23 Braille Literacy Grant. The Friends of the North Carolina Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants up to $1,000 to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts, such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training, programs, and services. Financial need is a priority. An individual or organization grant applications are available online and as print downloaded documents to be submitted by mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by U.S. mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at the link, active link in your email copy of the newsletter that takes you to Braille Literacy Grant information, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. If you have any questions, you can email them to info@fncabls.org. Now here's a scholarship. You can apply for a $2,000 Friends in Art annual scholarship. Friends in Art, FIA, a nonprofit organization with the mission of creating spaces where visually impaired artists and audiences thrive, and an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, are offering an annual $2,000 scholarship to college students who are legally blind. If you're a high school senior or a college student engaged in the fields of music, art, drama, graphic arts, and or creative writing, and you are blind or visually impaired, we encourage you to apply. In addition to being legally blind, applicants must maintain a 3.0 GPA, must be a full-time student, or work 32 or more hours per week while attending college part-time, and must be involved in their school or local community. To find out more or to apply, please visit https://acb.org/scholarships. Be sure to highlight your arts-related activities while completing the application form so that we will know you are interested in applying for the FIA scholarship. Please also note that the completion of the application process will make you potentially eligible for other ACB scholarships. The deadline is February 14, 2023, and please direct any questions you may have to Peter Altschul, A-L-T-S-C-H-U-L, the FIA Scholarship Chair. And the email address for that is creatingcommonground@outlook.com. Some nice things, some recipes, and they're going to bowl you over, and they come from the Chuckwagon Gang. First up is Easy Fruit Dip. I like that idea. This is good on orange sections, banana chunks, apple slices, strawberries, pineapple chunks, etc. Just a set of directions here. Cream together 8 ounces of each of cream cheese, vanilla yogurt, and dairy recipe Cool Whip. Refrigerate overnight and let the flavors blend. If you'd like it a little sweeter, you can add a little sugar, sweetener, or honey if you want. Use light sugar-free ingredients if you want as well. It might not be as thick as it should, but should still be okay. If you want it a little tangier, just use plain yogurt. Okay, well, that's a good starter. Now, how about we go on with something a little more significant for our tummies? Crock-pot buffalo chicken dip. It's got some chicken in it. You're going to take 4 cups of shredded cooked chicken, about 1 large rotisserie chicken, 8 ounces of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 8 ounces of shredded pepper jack cheese, 2 8-ounce blocks of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of buffalo sauce plus some more for garnish, 2/3 of a cup of ranch dressing, 2/3 of a cup of blue cheese crumbles plus more for garnish, chopped chives for garnish, carrots, celery sticks, and tortilla chips for dipping. Well, stir together the chicken, the cheddar cheese, the pepper jack cheese, cream cheese, buffalo sauce, ranch dressing, and blue cheese in a 6-quart slow cooker. Cover and cook on low for 2 to 4 hours, stirring occasionally. To serve, garnish the dip with blue cheese crumbles, buffalo sauce, and a sprinkle of chives. Hold on warm for up to 2 hours and serve with carrots, celery sticks, and tortilla chips. This is dip day because our next one is a pizza dip. The ingredients for the dip, 1/2 cup of mini pepperoni, 2 8-ounce blocks of cream cheese softened, 1 1/2 cups of grated Parmesan cheese divided, 1 tablespoon of dried Italian seasoning, 1 cup of marinara sauce divided, 2 cups of grated mozzarella divided, 1/4 cup sliced black olives divided, 1/4 cup diced green bell pepper divided, 1/4 cup diced red onion divided, and a toasted baguette to serve. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the pepperoni on paper towel lined plate. Microwave on high for 45 seconds. Blot the tops of the pepperoni with the paper towel to remove excess oil. Set it aside. Stir to combine the cream cheese, 1/2 cup Parmesan, and the Italian seasoning in a medium mixing bowl. Spread the mixture in an even layer in a 9-inch deep dish pie plate. Add 1/2 cup marinara and spread evenly over the cheese mixture. Sprinkle with 1 cup mozzarella, 1/2 cup Parmesan, and 2 tablespoons each of pepperoni, black olives, bell pepper, and red onion. Repeat with the remaining marinara, mozzarella, Parmesan, pepperoni, olives, bell pepper, and red onion. Bake until the cheese is bubbling and beginning to brown, about 30 minutes. Increase the oven to broil and bake 2 minutes more. Let it cool for 10 to 15 minutes before serving. Serve with toasted baguette slices and have a party. So here's your season schedule. Bowling, February 10, 17, and 24. CBA Malographic Bowl on February 17. Bowl March 3, 10, 24, and 31, with March 18 being the Rowan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April will be makeup dates and end-of-season dinner, date to be scheduled later. Come May, on May 6, projected date of the Outlaw Invitational, May 25 to 29, the ABBA National Tournament, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. And that brings us to the close. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.